Joe Rogan after contracting coronavirus. We threw the kitchen sink at it, had one bad day, I feel good. By Paul Bois on September 2, 2021. Podcast host Joe Rogan announced Wednesday that he recently contracted the coronavirus and lived to tell the tale. In a video posted to Instagram, Rogan said that he tested positive for coronavirus after exhibiting coronavirus-like symptoms upon returning home from a comedy tour. After separating from his family, Rogan essentially carpet-bombed his body with a variety of treatments until he reportedly felt fine 3 days later. "So, I got back from the road Saturday night feeling very weary, I had a headache, and I felt just run down. And just to be cautious, I separated from my family. Slept in a different part of the house, and throughout the night I got fevers and sweats and I knew what was going on. So, I got up in the morning, got tested, and it turns out I got COVID. So, we immediately threw the kitchen sink at it. All kinds of meds, monoclonal antibodies, ivermectin, Z-Pak, prednisone, everything. I also got an ad drip and a vitamin drip. I did that 3 days in a row." According to Rogan, he had only one bad day but now feels pretty good. "Here we are on Wednesday and I feel great," he concluded. "I really only had one bad day. Sunday sucked. But Monday was better. Tuesday felt better than Monday and today I feel good. I actually feel pretty effing good. The only bad news, per Rogan, is having to move his upcoming comedy show in Nashville, Tennessee, to October 24th. Though Rogan took the drug ivermectin, its efficacy when treating coronavirus has been strongly disputed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA. FDA has not approved ivermectin for use in treating or preventing COVID-19 in humans. Ivermectin tablets are approved at very specific doses for some parasitic worms. And there are topical, on the skin, formulations for head lice and skin conditions like rosacea. Ivermectin is not an antiviral, a drug for treating viruses. Taking large doses of this drug is dangerous and can cause serious harm. If you have a prescription for ivermectin for an FDA-approved use, get it from a legitimate source and take it exactly as prescribed. Never use medications intended for animals on yourself. Ivermectin preparations for animals are very different from those approved for humans. Monoclonal antibodies, however, have been strongly encouraged as a possible life-saving treatment for the coronavirus. Most recently, Dr. Anthony Fauci advised hospitals to employ it more frequently. "We want people out there, including physicians as well as potential patients, to realize the advantage of this very effective way of treating early infection," Dr. Fauci recently said. "Clinical trials have demonstrated that early treatment with anti-SARS-CoV-2 monoclonal antibodies can reduce the risk of COVID-19 hospitalization or death by 70% to 85%. Bottom line is this is a very effective intervention for COVID-19, he added. "It is underutilized and we recommend strongly that we utilize this to its fullest.